everybody. This is the Creation Lightship Show. This is Ron Amatron, and we're here again to have our Saturday night live on the Lightship. So if you're new to the program, we go to the Lightship for about 10, 15 minutes for physical healings. This is creation energy. It's not associated with aliens, UFOs, or anything, but the language is kind of similar. So let's first do some clearings. Remember, the Lightship is what Jesus used 2,000 years ago. This is where he took people to for healings out of time. And the two different energies that we always talk about is the darkness, which is in the mind, and the heart energy, which is in the light. And that's the difference of the two different ways of being. So when you're in the mind, you're in the time-based reality of darkness. And when you're in your heart, then you're out of time. And this program is dedicated to help you get more into your body with your spirit so you can be connected to your own divinity, which is what Jesus taught 2,000 years ago. And this is where you should live your life. If we all lived our life from the heart, we would not have the troubles and different things that we have on this planet. We'd be in light versus being in the darkness. And the darkness does create an artificial light that I call the light of the darkness. They mimic it. And this is where you go to and different other places in the darkness. This is where your parallel lives come from. This is where you go off-planet to these cloned realities. And if you notice, the movies that we have had probably in the last 20 years have a lot to do with clone people or alien people coming, and they are disguised as humans. And I won't go too far into that, but this is what we're up against here, and this is why you always want to be heart-centered, so you can tell the difference. When you're in your heart, you're in the now. When you're in the mind, you're in the darkness energy of all these other energies and systems and everything else that's created by the darkness. And these are all alien-based energies. The light never created anything like that, and this is the difference between this program and probably many other ones that are out there that talk about light. But we talk about light and darkness all the time, and the healings are on this program so that you can get out of the darkness, get out of the mind, to get into your heart. So let's do a clearing here. We'll go to the Lightship in about 2 or 3 minutes here, so just hang on, and if you haven't done this before, it's very simple, very easy. You're taken up out of time. You're bilocated instantly, and if you notice right now, you're out of time. Look around you. You're going to see the energies in your room are not attached to you because you're now in the divine energy in your heart. And when you're in your heart, you can never have a negative thought. It doesn't come there because the darkness does not enter your heart, and the light never created the darkness. So the two different energies are kind of like water and oil. They never mix, and the light does not know about darkness. Never created it, so it has to do healings on you to get you out of the darkness in the moment to have a much better life so that you're able to come more into your body with your spirit, because your spirit cannot come into density. So here we go. Let's do an emotional clearing. And the emotional clearing is for your stuff that you've had in the last 3 days here. In fact, we'll do 5 days. And we had a wonderful show last night, went for about an hour and a half, so if you're interested in tuning into the program, just go to the archives, which was yesterday, and that would be, if you're listening to an archive right now, the date on that program was November 27th, which was Friday. So here we go. Emotional clearing. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And we'll do your feeling body. These are all invisible bodies that the Earth Spirit put around you, created for you to keep these psychic attack energies from the mind energy, the darkness, off of your physical body so it would not be killed. And they get clogged up, and they need to be cleaned off. So here we go. Feeling body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. We'll do a trauma body. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. We'll do a mental body. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And a lot of people like to have a self-sabotage energy released from them. So here we go. This is an energy of self-sabotage. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And let's get rid of the entities. Entities are ghosts that are here when people pass on, and they go to the light of the darkness naturally, because if they went to pure light, they would not be here, including yourself. So how many lifetimes have you been here? That means that you missed the ascension process every 2,000 years. That's the only way you can leave here, typically, because the darkness holds you captive. The light chip comes every 2,000 years to change its frequencies so you can leave. But a lot of people get taken sideways by the aliens, and from there you're in a bigger mess. So if this is one of your few lifetimes here, then you have the ascension time coming. Hopefully you can do that. If you've been here for 20 to 50,000 years, means you missed out on something. What happened? You probably, the body that your spirit was in turned to the darkness in mind energy, and you missed the ascension. This is what happens to most people. This is why we're overpopulated. Here we go. So we're going to take out entities. They come to you. They give you negative thought projections. They live their life through you, give you addictions, everything else. And they take over where your spirit should be guiding you. And they come to your head. And they can also tell you that they're your spirit inside of your head, which is not true, but they can do that. They can say that they're your guide. That's another thing, because they are guiding you. Not that it's a high-frequency guide, which is your spirit. So here we go. You can take your entities out of the bottom of your feet. We'll work our way from the bottom of our feet up to the top of our head. So here we go, taking these away, ankles. Okay, going up now, thighs. Okay, and going up to your waist. Okay, and now going kind of the lower back area right now, taking those away. So remember, if you have any pains in your body, that attracts entities. And you can also have them as you go to a location that deals with people who are in pain. You can pick up entities just by going to a massage practitioner, unfortunately, because entities are floating around there a lot of times. And they can body hop, and you can feel fine today, but have something happen to you later. This is why a lot of massage practitioners, when they work with somebody, they sometimes will pick up that pain also. It jumps from one person to another. And then they wonder, you know, why they have pain. Well, it's because they took on entities, more than likely. There's other things, too, out there, but we'll just talk about entities now. Okay, we're going now up middle part of our body and clearing these things out. Let's go up now to our shoulders, going down our arms, wrist, fingers. Okay, now we're going to go to our head, neck area. So there we go. Okay, we'll see if our co-host is on, Sylvia, tonight. So, Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I'm here, and welcome, everyone. I see we have quite a few people with us on the fast chat. So, hi, everyone. Thank you for coming aboard. And we are going to be going to Lightship with Ron for some wonderful healings with the divine light beings from the Creation Lightship in just a few moments. And then we've got some very exciting things to stick around for after that. We're going to be going over the calendar of special events that are coming up for healing opportunities for December and January, and also some wonderful ascension preparation calls and different things that are happening that you'll definitely want to mark on your calendars. Also upcoming events, expos, and that kind of thing. So we'll get into all that in a bit, so stay tuned for that. And if you have any questions that you'd like to address, or maybe there's a favorite room that you'd like to experience on the Lightship, go ahead and type that in on the fast chat. And then we'll talk and get into questions and answers after we come back. So I'll just turn it back over to you, Ron, and we'll go to the Lightship, and then we'll get into all those wonderful dates coming up later this month and next month in January.
Okay, here we go. So let's do a mind-to-heart drop to get you more centered here. Like I said, once you get on this program, normally you're always pretty much heart-centered, because the light beings do that for you automatically. So I want everybody right now to think a negative thought if you can. And if you can't think of one, then you're in your heart center automatically. That's great. If you do have a negative thought right now, then you know that you're not there. So this is just a test. So here we go. You know how school was, you know, the old days. We're having a test today. And here we go. So let's drop you down if you're not in your heart already. So dropping down. 10, that's a good way for you to know if you have in your heart too. If you're in your head, you can have a negative thought. So dropping down, think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead. We'll say where your thoughts come from typically. And we're going to move you down into your heart. So we're going to go from 10 down to 1 like an elevator dropping. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'll do it a few more times. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, just think a thought now and just see how you feel. And this is the way the light chip works. You can be doing yourself. It's a very easy, simple exercise. Just tell all your friends to do it too, and you have a much better relationship with them. Remember, entities cannot work their way into you and control your life when you're in your heart, and neither can the darkness. So, Sylvia, shall we go to the light chip? Anybody have any special rooms out there, or do you have a request before we go up?
Oh, well, maybe you could just mention briefly for those who are listening tonight who haven't been on the light ship, what it's like, what they need to do or what they don't need to do, and all those kind of specifics.
Sure. Okay, it's very simple. You just want to request healing. Remember, the light only works in the present now. So that's anybody who you talk to, when they talk about the light, they will tell you the same thing. But then a lot of people talk about the mind energy a few seconds afterwards, and the mind is not from the divine source, okay? So what you have is you just want to request a healing. They see you as 100% in pure perfection because you're experiencing your creation, and it doesn't matter how you got it, you have it now. So if you have a hurt finger, if you have some type of owie or maybe worse, from there you want to just request healing for that and do it maybe every 30 seconds, because the light will work with you. They will never overheal you because that's going against your free will. So you want to specify a healing. If you have maybe a pain in your body, maybe you twisted your back or a muscle or something, then just say, I need some help here. A lot of people like to put their hand in that location. Just see how you feel. And then after maybe asking a couple of times to check it out, you might want to get up and even walk around. That's perfectly fine. And then say, I need some more help here. We're going to be in many rooms at one time. All the healings are between you and the light being doctors. And you're going to be up out of time. You're going to be here. You're going to notice that the frequencies around you will be in the moment, and that nothing's going to ever accord you around you. And so you're going to be completely aware of here on the earth plane. Also, you're aware also just like it is here on the light ship. And that depends on how you sense energy. Some people can see the light beams. Some people can actually feel themselves walking around. So it goes from that extreme to have full conscious awareness to actually feeling, seeing nothing. And it works anyway. So don't worry and don't try to invalidate anything that's happening as I bring you into different rooms, because you are there. And I'm telling you the room that you're going to be in just before we typically go there. But what happens is that if you are a seer, you are going to see the room that we go into before I even mention it. And this is the way it works. So this would not work on the archives, only because we have still alien abductions out there. I don't want anybody to think they can just use their mental energy or their heart to try to go to the light ship, because you cannot go there. So here we go. This is why Jesus said you have to go through me to go to the Father. So just take the word Father out of the Bible and put light ship in. And this is the same process right now as what happened 2,000 years ago. So here we go. We are ready. So I'll count to five. I'll go to the light ship. But you will feel the energy on the archives, but you will not be on the light ship. So, just sit back and relax. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and five were there. If you wish to bring any animals or pets up or a garden or whatever, you can do that too. And they'll go to their own place for healing. Going into a hot tub room, first of all, this is pretty standard. We have a lot of rooms that we have on the light ship. I can only bring forth one of them one at a time for you. You could be in 20 rooms at once. So here we go. We're in the hot tub room, and we all have our own individual hot tub, our own, say, doctor teams working with us here for healing. So again, you want to request your healing, because they will just look at you and know that, you know, you're perfectly fine. There's no such thing as divine order on the light ship. Everything is in the now. And so there's no order for anything, typically. So, but that's one of the New Age phrases. So you can't ask to have everything put back into pure perfection, because you are in perfection right now, this very second. It's up to you to change your perfection from one state of perfection that you don't like to the next. Okay? So the hot tub has a violet energy right now that I'm seeing. We also have a green hot tub and an orange. We have a brown one. This is the gel inside of these here. Each one has a specific type of healing energy. And we also have one that is silver and one that is gold. So we're in these hot tubs right now. And if you wish to get warmer in your body, just request healing to be a little bit warmer. If you wish to be cooler, then also request that too. You may find your body temperature down here changing within probably about 15 seconds. Let's go into a room. And we'll bring in oxygen here. So this is different types of oxygen. We're also in a special room. It kind of looks like a large round cylinder with a lot of bubbles in it. So kind of like a say a glass of Alka-Seltzer or something that's bubbling. And we're in there right now. And let's bring in oxygen number, they're showing me 52. So inhale, exhale a few times. And here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we have another room on the light ship. And this is the amethyst room. A large crystal geode. Each one of these crystals in this is conscious energy. So let's go into this room here. And you're levitating and just request your healing. So here comes this energy down here, which you can sense if you like, coming in. So I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And some people will actually feel their body change temperatures a little bit. You might feel tingles. And you must be in your body. This is not a meditation. If you're meditating right now, you will not have a healing, because you need to be in your body. So I should rephrase that. If you don't want to meditate, number one, during these healings, you don't want to go out of your body, because you have to be in your body to have the conduit of your spirit heal you. So here we go. Let's go into another room, and let's go to the a special room with the lack energy. This is where people go who wish to have some of their issues resolved if they have some. This is what we call the lack energy coming down to us. This is a energy that knows about everything that's non-light in a sense, okay? It knows about blockages, let's just put it that way. And so what's not of the light, it can help to get released. So I want you to think of negative patterns that you might have, addictions, etc., and it can help you. So here it comes. So stronger. The room is spinning. It's all silver on the inside. It's very, very beautiful. Highly, highly reflective. Here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Let's put some music on for everybody so you can actually have a little personal time here. Just feel the energy of the light ship, the light beams. just have another oxygen come in for breathing. And this is oxygen to help out your lungs. So this is number 7 coming through this time. Remember, the light ship will change oxygen for each person. And right now they want to bring in number 7 for us. So here it comes. So 1, take a deep breath, inhale, exhale. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Inhale, exhale. And we're going to take away some of the blockages that you have in your lungs. Some of these are the alien critters that we have. Remember, on the website we have the special page for $30 a month, alien attack removal. We have a lot of these energies. This is what we're going to be doing a week from tomorrow for 3 consecutive Sundays also. So let's take out the ones that are in your lungs here, causing you problems. These affect little gnats, kind of. I see them as dark in color, maybe black. Here they come. Here they go. So coming out, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, here comes another oxygen, number 8 they want to bring in to help get rid of these things. And we're in quarantine right now as they take these out of us. These things cannot go into the light ship because there are darkness energies from the aliens. So this is why you can't go to the light ship on your own. The darkness that you have in you would be terminated. Then you would not be how you look right now, because your cellular memory stores darkness. So here we go, number 8 oxygen. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So just sit back, relax, request your healing, and take some deep breaths right now. I'm going to put on some more music here. This is your personal time. And we'll also go into a room where they can help us with more of the lack energy, negative addictions, etc. Here comes that energy. I'll just count and use the word stronger here. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Between you and the light being doctor, so keep requesting your healing. There's another option coming to help you out with these extraterrestrial critters. They're bringing in some special golden energy. Here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Black energy, stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's go into the room where the masters are right now. So we go into the room where there's Melchizedek and Metatron. Michael. So let's go into these rooms here. And I'll count to 5 as we go in. But these energies were here on this planet, and they came and they left. And now we'll go visit these divine energies on the light ship. So here we go. Coming into the room. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Might be seeing a lot of colors right now. Naturally, want to go into the pain release room. So here we go. Here's the pain release energy coming to you. So stronger, stronger. Just request your healings. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's go visit the dolphins. We can swim with the dolphins right now. There's three of them. You can put your hand down in front of you and actually feel them if you wish. You're doing this on the light ship right now. Remember, you're out of time on the light ship. Here we're in time. So move your hands around in front of you. You might actually feel the texture of their skin. Here we go. In with the dolphins. So here's your energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll go into one final room. We'll go into the room where the bumblebees are. A lot of these rooms are kind of associated with what we know down here on this Earth planet. Many other rooms that have other type of beings there that we may not even understand or be able to comprehend. But this is the bumblebee room. Here we go. And we can ride on the bumblebees. You can feel their fur. That's how it feels like fur. They're very large. Kind of like riding an elephant in a sense. So here they come. And we're on them right now. And here comes the energy. So stronger, stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Remember, you have to request healing. The light always sees you in perfection because you created your creations. They don't judge any of their creations, which is part of you. And we'll do one more room before we come back here. And we're going to go into the room where they have the golden waterfall energy for healing. So it'll go all around your body. It doesn't touch you. And you're going to feel this beautiful gold energy. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Go into a room also where they have peace energy. You should already be in peace right now. What you might want to do is bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. And here comes this peace energy. It could be called also love energy too. But typically the love energy that people understand here is emotional love. There's no emotional energy like this on the light ship. It's just pure peace. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. I'll let you hear the music here, and we'll be coming back in about a minute or so from the light ship. Request your healing in many, many rooms. Like I said, all the healing is between you and the light beam doctors. And the healing that you're requesting according to your predisposition of your genetics, your DNA, the amount of judgment that's stored inside of your body from your ancestors, and your beliefs in this lifetime, but they mainly come from your judgments from your ancestors for thousands of lifetimes and thousands of years. This is why people don't heal. about the solution to have your healing. Okay, let's come back from the light ship. So we're thanking all the different light beam doctors that worked with us this evening. And they're talking with you, telling you what they have done for you tonight. And the healing is between you and them. Our animals and pets and flowers, whatever we brought up this evening, is coming back with us right now. Coming back down, and I'll count to five. You can feel the energy shift. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, so we're back again. So I was thinking of, since the last call yesterday here on BBS, the program was very interesting. I thought that we might do a special show on Fridays geared toward the paranormal. So we may want to consider that. We'll start the format next week, so we'd like to have call-ins. Anybody who has any questions about paranormal experiences, we'll do that as the perspective of the light ship and do some healing that way. We have a lady that has a birthday. So we're going to do a special little session for her right now. So we're going to go back to the light ship, and we're going to have some birthday cake in the food court. This is very nice. And so we're going up right now, and we're doing it live as we speak. So what we're going to have is the light beams bring us over a little cake, and they'll give her, remember, the portions are very, very small, about the size, probably about a half an inch in diameter, maybe a little half inch square, with a little candle on it. Quite small, they're very precious. And here we go. We're going to have a piece of cake. We're going to sing her happy birthday on the light ship here. And you have a choice of what type of topping you'd want on the cake. And we're going to have it right now and be put into our mouth. And I'll count to five, you can actually feel or taste the energy. And this is your choice of what type of cake you would like to have. So just think of a flavor, and here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So you should feel a little more energized since you have a birthday cake right now. We're sharing that. We'll have the Light Being Choir come over and sing. I'll put some music on again. And you may actually be able to feel the different harmonies going through your body as they bless this wonderful lady who was also on the call tonight having a birthday. So here we go. We can have seconds if you wish. Just request another piece of cake. Maybe give you some type of ice cream, we'll say, on it. Some type of topping. Have that right now. I'll count to five as it goes in your mouth. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, let's come back from the light ship. So again, I'll count to five. We come back. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, so happy birthday. Hope you all could taste the cake. I thought it was great. And everybody has their own awarenesses. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, wow, that was wonderful. And, yeah, that cake was just so amazing with the amount of energy that it had in that little tiny bite. That was incredible. And all the healing rooms as well. So happy birthday to Butterfly, and happy Light Ship Day for everyone that was on. That was great. So we have some wonderful events. Everyone might like to grab a pen and a paper and write down these dates that are coming up, and things I'm sure you'll want to know about. So we have in the month of December, three very special 8-hour intensive healing sessions coming up, and also one of the 4-hour ascension preparation sessions. And this, I believe, is a package where you can have all four of those special healing dates together for just $200, and that's for all, let's see, I guess that is 28 hours of healing plus the healing that is actually going on continuously on the light ship in between one of those dates. So it's just incredible. So the dates you'll want to write down for that are Sunday, December 6th, Sunday the 13th, and Sunday the 20th. And then those will be 8 hours from 10 a.m. Pacific to 6 p.m. Pacific. And then the 4-hour ascension preparation session will be Saturday, the 19th of December, from 1 to 5 p.m. Pacific. So those are wonderful opportunities for just an amazing amount of healing. Following that, there's going to be a very special January call, which is a 4-hour event. And the purpose of that call is to experience and sample the ascension energies that will be coming forth from the lightship during each month of the year in 2010. And so you can set your own intentions for the year month by month and kind of feel those frequencies so that you can kind of align yourself with that. It's a really wonderful call that's happened the last 2 years in a row, and it's just really wonderful to experience those ascension energies. Very healing as well. And there may be others, other announcements of special events in January. I don't have those yet from Ron, but definitely mark those on your calendar. I think that the January special 4-hour call on the 2nd is actually, Ron, I'm not sure how much that is. Is that $20, did I hear you say?
Yes, that's correct, $20.
Okay, great. That's wonderful.
Blonde, people love it. Just a very, very nice call. This, I think, is our kind of thing here. This might be our 4th year of doing this here.
Wow.
So it's great. Very nice.
Wonderful. So, okay, so now you'll also probably want to mark on your calendar, those of you who are able to make it to Los Angeles. There's the Conscious Life Expo in the middle of February. I believe it's February 12th through 14th, where Ron will be. And he will, of course, have the light infusion chamber there, I believe. And that's just something that if it's at all possible for you to get to then you can really accelerate your healing and have, you know, just an amazing experience there going into the light infusion chamber. And Ron usually offers like a unlimited pass for that at a very reasonable rate. So throughout the whole 3-day period, you can just go in to the light chamber as much as you can, as much as you like, and just really experience some deep level of healing with the light ship. So that's very wonderful. So, any other dates or anything that I'm, forgetting there, Ron?
Nope, that's it, I guess. We'll be doing, a special, healing on the 6th. Last year we did a healing, on December 7th. If you remember, December 7th is Pearl Harbor Day. And, we did a lot of, spirit work, last year also. So we'll be doing some work with that energy, on the 6th to help, relieve, whatever is here, as far as residue. So, we could even maybe do some of that work too, on the BBS program here. So if anybody would like to call in and mention that, you know, on the show, that would be, you know, on the, I believe it'd probably be on the 5th, that'd be fine. So which would be, you know, a Saturday night. So anyway, let's just do some healing if you wish. Anybody on the fast chat there? The Conscious Life Expo that I'm going to would be very nice. I should have, I know I have one lecture, which should be on Saturday. I don't know if it's posted yet or not, but I'm supposed to have a lecture at 10 o'clock on Saturday. It'll be probably an hour and a half. It's actually a workshop. And then I think I have two other lectures, so you want to check their schedule. You can just go to Conscious Life, probably .com. It's at the LAX Hilton. I believe it's on Century. And it's just a wonderful event, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So anyway, let's see what's on the fast chat here. And like I said, we're going to do probably start doing paranormal stuff on Friday. See if we'll have questions. That kind of is a takeoff of what happened last night with maybe things disappearing. People talk about that. And it's kind of an interesting show. So we could go into that. There's a lot of stuff on TV about people looking for ghosts, et cetera. And if you have any experience, we could shed some light on it and maybe help you out. We'll just try this to see how it works out, just to pique people's interest here of a different avenue of healing that we can offer for people. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, we do have a question on the fast chat that is from Peace, and it's kind of a two-part question. And Peace says, please explain why I am seeing lightning flashes all the time, and I am also seeing the energies turning off and on continuously all day long.
So you're physically seeing maybe light flashes with your eyes. Is that what I believe we're being told? So let's see here. Boy. Trying to tune in here to see what we're dealing with here. It almost feels like to me that you're being released out of the darkness energies, and that light energy that you're perceiving is a transition between the darkness into the light by being in the present moment. So just kind of see how that feels. So what you're doing is you're actually seeing the light coming into you in this particular lifetime in the now. And very possibly, you're probably, in a sense, being shuttled into this current now reality. And you may be actually seeing some spiritual warfare taking place as you are seeing these flashes of light, as the darkness is being released from you, as the light ship is in a sense, rescuing you out of these parallel lifetimes. That's why I would indicate that.
That's very interesting. Yeah, I have actually heard other people mention a similar thing you know, at a time where they were maybe going through kind of an awakening phase themselves and had similar experiences, you know, of seeing, you know, maybe little flashing lights or different things like that. So that's a very interesting take on it from you, Ron, as far as how that goes. And I think it's also interesting the statement of seeing basically the turning off and on continuously, like you talk about, which is it's very interesting that someone can perceive that, don't you think?
Yes, that's very good. I know last night was a night which I didn't get a lot of sleep last night, and there was a lot of spiritual warfare going on with the Earth spirit, getting rid of the aliens out of here. These are the ones that are dark, naturally. There's probably some ones that are in the light helping, I would assume, but they don't normally show up. So anyway,
That's interesting that you're mentioning that, too, because I know...
The atmosphere is just wind all over the place.
Yeah, and I saw a great deal of activity like that in the skies today, that kind of thing.
Yep. So, you know, if you do get a picture of Mount Shasta, a lot of the people think that these lenticular clouds that forms around the mountain, like these halos or saucer ships, are, you know, from the light, and they're not. They're darkness ships doing mind control and taking energy off the planet. And they normally come around the mountains that are very high. Mount Shasta is over 14,000 feet. And I'm sure there are on other mountains too, all over the, you know, the planet here that are high. But around here, there's very, very few ship clouds, is what I call it. When I first moved here, you know, quite a while ago, there was a lot of these things, and since then, they're hardly even seen anymore here. But they do show up, but they don't stay very long because the light ship takes them out. But aside from that. Last night, if you were having maybe a rough time at it, the energy actually stopped. I guess they're using the word spiritual warfare. The light and the dark colliding, we'll say, actually stopped probably California time about 3:15 in the morning. So from about midnight on in California time for about 3 hours or so was... It's pretty rough. So anyway, back to you, Sylvia.
That's very interesting because even though I hadn't spoken with you about that, I experienced the same thing and actually didn't sleep during that time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was very, very noticeable. If you, you know, experience those things, there's probably a reason for it. So.
Yeah, if you felt sluggish yesterday... During the daytime, I felt that way too. And then when I did the radio program, the light ship popped me right up. But I was running probably, the way I would feel, I was running probably about 30% energy during the day. I was pretty, like, exhausted or tired, not knowing why, because I was involved with a lot of this stuff. And so from there, you know, they commenced the battles, we'll say, and got rid of these aliens. So. The Earth spirit is probably much more in control now. How much, I can't tell you. Everything's in the now. But remember, the Earth spirit has to get rid of the darkness energies, these aliens that people pray to in all the churches on Sundays, the God energies, and everything else that people do to try to bring in love here. And all you're doing is harming every person on this planet, harming humanity, along with harming the Earth spirit, and its creation, which is the planet here. So don't do anything to bring in love energy. That's all mind stuff, and the mind stuff is the reason why you are still here, because you chose, you know, through the same type of attunements, you know, every 2,000 years, as the dark side comes forward to raise their ugly head, we'll say, they'll bring in all these different ways of practitioners doing their stuff. And unfortunately, it harms humanity, and they don't leave here. But on a lighter note, let's bring in some more of the peace energy. The show is just about over. So bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. So this show we do healings on to take away darkness from you. So if it does sound a little negative sometimes, it's only because this is what the light ship is here to do, to take away the darkness in you, to give you more spirit energy. Remember, it's up to you to call your spirit back. The light ship does not judge any of its creations. It does not judge the way you think, the way you act, your actions, because you're expressing the way you want to live your life. But they will help you to give you more spirit energy. And they do that in a short amount of time every 2,000 years. Right now we're in that 2,000-year cycle time, okay? Before that, before 2009, the light ship was not here, and nobody had assistance from the light ship. The assistance stopped when Jesus left, say, 1950 years ago. So you're in a special time living right now because the light ship is here. Let's bring in the peace energy. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There's the peace energy. Got a comment from Pauline. Windy and dark clouds in New York yesterday. Yep. That's, remember, all the dark clouds that you see in the sky are the aliens. Okay? And that's the way they present themselves. Also, the lenticular clouds, the flat bottom clouds. It's quite interesting to see old movies and see the puffy clouds like you probably drew if you're older, you know, in school, that look like cotton balls. Those clouds are not here any longer. Why? Because the aliens are here, and they're bringing in this energy of mind control to everybody. And they're also living on the planet here, maybe on the surface, walking around. There's clones walking around, too, from the aliens, or, you know, being represented by someone, some groups of organizations here creating these things. And also they live underground. So right now the Earth spirit has to get its spiritual integrity back for itself. In a sense, it has to find the pieces that it lost and bring itself back into spiritual consciousness so it can do the ascension. And this is what it's doing. And it needs to then energize its blueprint. So it's possible we could see maybe heaven on earth here, possibly, before the ascension time. It depends how much work the earth spirit can do on its own ascension process. And the light ship works across the universe of light that it created, and this is just one little piece of grain of sand of all of its creation. So it's up to you to do your work, to have clearings done, to get rid of the density stored inside of your body. So we'll do one more clearing. I'll do an infection body clearing. Here we go. So again, just sit back and relax, and then we'll leave the peace energy up for 1 hour for everybody. So if you're back east in New York, you know, at 2 o'clock in the morning, the peace energy will leave. So here we go. If you're in California, then it's going to be at 11 o'clock. So here we go. Here's some infection energy coming in to help everyone. You might feel your body heat up, and we're also bringing the peace energy to the light beam. So I'll just say blessings to all of you, and our next show will be Monday on BBS, 4 o'clock Pacific, and at 7 o'clock Eastern. So hope you had a wonderful healing experience tonight, and we'll be doing paranormal stuff this coming Friday. So blessings, everybody. See you all later. Thank you.
Blessings, everyone, and again, happy birthday, Butterfly. Thank you all for being with us. And definitely go to Ron's website, creationlightship.com, and check out the wonderful online clearings that are available, some brand new ones that have posted this month, self-empowerment clearings, etc. And just, you know, those are there for you to reclaim your own divinity. So use them. It's a wonderful opportunity. So good night and blessings, everyone. See you next week.